So, kind of talk to us a little bit about, what actually Pembroke MDF Roseburg does on a day-to-day basis, and the whole manufacturing process, and maybe where all your products go to.
Yeah, okay. So we bring in sawmill residuals. We have a good partnership with a lot of the local sawmills where they need to get rid of their chips and sawdust, and we bring them in and basically break them down into individual. The chips come in and break them down into individual fibers, and it kind of gets like a fluff, like a cotton ball. And then we add glue and wax and a few other ingredients, and then press it into fiber board. From there, it gets either we have our own molding plant on site where we make our own moldings, or we ship it out to OEM customers. Someone like Ashley Furniture in the States, we're a big supplier for them, or Alexandria Molding in Alexandria, Ontario. There's other people across Ontario or down into the States. We do ship to the West Coast, both Canada and the U.S., but mostly, I would say mostly in about a 150 to 200 kilometer radius. That's the majority of it, or that's the gist of it. We employ about 200 people, and that's everything from team members on the floor doing the products to support staff, administration, payroll, that sort of thing.
Okay. When the MDF plant reopened, some years ago when it was closed for quite some time, has it kind of grown when it comes to, supply and demand and things like that since it was able to reopen?
We stopped in 2008, and that coincided with the American housing market that dropped off significantly. And then in 2014, we were able to restart. And the market had picked up, and the ownership group at that time had some new investors, so able to restart. And then in 2018, we were purchased by Roseburg, which is an American company. Large history in the forestry industry, not unlike our, the Ottawa Valley certainly has a long history of forestry, so very similar in that sense.
Okay. When it comes to shipping, like, what are your most forms of transportation? Is it mostly just by truck, or how do you get it out?
About 2010, if you remember, we had rail in the area, but that no longer became a viable option, so we lost that option. Since then, all of our truck or all of our export out of the mill is by truck. So we would put out anywhere between 25 to 30 trucks per day of board going out.
Wow, that's actually a lot more than I was ever expecting. when it
Yeah.
comes to again, like the workforce, do you kind of have like a long standing of employees? Like, is there a short turnaround type thing?
We're building on that. We definitely we're working hard to become the employer of choice in the area. I believe that we have a good compensation package. And aside from the compensation, we really want to create a good work environment. So we work hard at that with our internally with the team members, as well as trying to become a strong community partnership, sponsoring events and participating in lots of events in the community as well. So as I say, we really want to become the number one employer of choice in the area. So.
What would you? I guess my last question for you there, Bruce, is when it comes to, the general outlook of Roseburg, what is one thing that you would like area residents to know about the company?
I think that it's that we're committed to the environment, to the community, and to sustainability for the company and for our team members, that we're in it for the long haul. Roseburg has put significant investment into the mill, so they believe that we're a viable option for the long term. So we're certainly always looking for good team members to come on board, and
Well, thank you so much for your time today, Bruce. I really do appreciate it.